Hello and welcome back to Theatre Voice, the Victoria and Albert Museum's performance podcast. My name's Matt Truman. It's easy to take theatre photography for granted. In this imagistic age, we're quite accustomed to the way production shots can come to stand for a whole show. Pictures will drop the day before press night and they splashed around the internet before anyone's had chance to clock eyes on the final production. This spring, the V&A is hosting a collection of the great Ivan Kinkel's best production shots. Running until the 7th of July, In the Minute gives a space to the way one man saw, or better still, sensed, theatre. Because Kinkel's images are unusual. They're dynamic, they're black and white, and they're shots that take you right into the centre of the action on stage. To mark the exhibition, I wanted to open up a space to consider the art of theatre photography. Fortunately, three of the busiest show snappers working in London today were able to sync up their diaries and find time for a discussion. Between them, Manuel Harlan, Johan Persson and Helen Murray have shot shows on some of the biggest stages in the UK, and they've plenty to say on a fascinating subject.
I'm Manuel Harlan, and I've just realised I've taken photos, for theatre photos, for 20 years. I went to university, and then I did a course at Guildhall in acting, and I became a professional actor, which didn't last long. I quickly realised that I wasn't as good as I thought I had been at university, and that I should try to do something else if possible. And so, but I love theatre, so I very luckily, and with support from other people in theatre who I'd met as an actor and at university, I became a theatre photographer.
I'm Helen Murray. I've been doing theatre photography for 7 years, and like Mandel, I was an actor as well and trained. And I always loved photography and stuff, so I decided to pack in being a photographer, actress, and I became a photographer.
My name is Johan Persson, and my route into becoming a theatre photographer was I was a ballet dancer. And when I was in ballet school, there was a photography program which I took, and I fell in love with photography. And I was debating whether to go into photography or to continue my dance career. And I decided to do my dance career first and then go into photography afterwards.
So it's interesting that all three of you are coming at photography from having been on stage, from having performed. Mm. Is that useful?
I think it's very... I think with all these specialised kinds of photography, whether it's architectural photography, theatre photography, or food photography, I think normally people don't set out to be that thing. Normally people have a passion in that thing, like food or architecture, and probably start out as architects or chefs, and then somehow that doesn't work, and so they want to still be in that world, and somehow photography works for them. Do you think that's probably normal?
Yeah, I think so. For me, it was definitely the case that I really wanted to stay within that world. I also love other types of photography as well. But the theatre world is really special, and it's so nice to be part of it still. For me, as a dancer, your career is over really young, and photography is something that you can keep on doing for a long time. So,
do you find those skills of having been on stage is useful when you're trying to get a shot of people who are on stage?
I think so, yeah, especially when you're doing, like, if you're doing a dress and you only get one chance to shoot it, which is most of the time, you kind of just watch performers, and in maybe the back of your head you kind of think, not where would you be, but you have an understanding of I think all the blocking of the stage and where they go and la la, and you kind of know what makes an interesting shot.
I was going to say, you also have an empathy with the performer.
Yeah.
So you can kind of feel it out, you know when you can push a shot or when you need to pull back and give that actor a space, their space. And I think there's a kind of, you're sensitive to their vulnerability as well, having been a performer. You know, you don't want to take advantage of that relationship or take advantage of them in a way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think having been performers ourselves, I think we're very aware of how privileged we are, especially in place, for example, in the rehearsal room, when people are really making themselves very vulnerable and trying new things for the first time and potentially making, you know, fools of themselves. And there you are taking photos. And I think that to be sensitive to that and to feel the privilege of their generosity is good.
Because there's something about acting, isn't there, whereby you almost have to lose a sense of yourself. You have to give up that self-consciousness, which is almost diametrically opposed to this sense of having an image of yourself in a costume, in a role, in the midst of a kind of performance. Is that something you have to negotiate?
Yeah, I think so, but like having done it for, I mean, I'm definitely not, I've not done it as long as these two have, but you build up a reputation and you build up a trust in a room, especially with reoccurring directors that you work with and reoccurring actors that you work with. So when they are in those rooms and feeling a bit vulnerable and you've worked with them before, they kind of let you get on and do your job as you let them get on and do their job, do you know what I mean? I think...
Let's go back a step then. Theatre obviously is an ephemeral art form. It disappears night after night. Photography is the exact opposite. It captures something very momentary. Why do the two seem to go together so well?
It's very visual. It's a visual form, theatre. It's within a confined space. It's visual communication. Combined with movement, a bit like sports photography in a way. So you have a group, a designer, a lighting director, all working together to make something very beautiful. But unlike a painting, it's moving. In one sense, it's very pictorial, and it has a structure and a delineated form, like a picture frame, which is the proscenium arch or the thrust stage or whatever. But it's within a confined space, and within that confined space, there is a moving picture, and that lends itself very well to photography.
So, yeah, do you think you get a kind of sense of dynamism with theatre for free?
I have thought about that before, because my first love when I was studying photography was street photography. I used to wander the streets just like endlessly taking pictures. Of course, there it's so vast, and the number of days that I'd come back and have nothing to show for for all that walking around. And in a way, theatre photography, I think, is fairly similar, although it's very contained and you get the heightened emotion or the beautiful pictures all within this kind of frame for you in a way, just to capture. So that's very pleasing as a photographer, because you'll come out with something in the end.
Is it different then, Helen, that you're dealing with something artificial in itself, that it has already been directed, where street photography is a kind of chance moment, chance encounter? This seems like it might be different.
I don't know, because if you look at it, you are waiting. You can take a million photographs in one show, but when you're going through the millions of photographs that you have taken, you know when it's alive and it's real and it's not staged. And I think as production photographers, we go in and we photograph the dress runs as opposed to set up shots, and there's a difference in that, do you know what I mean? You can really tell the difference when it's live and there's something, when the actor is on stage and they're given whatever speech they're given or whatever, and you capture that, and you capture that kind of fieriness of that photograph, and you just know you're like, bam, that's the one. More times than not, it gets embargoed. But you can definitely, I think, as a viewer of photographs, you can tell the difference with those two types of photographs, do you know what I mean?
So what is that? What's that spark that's in a photograph that makes a live one stand out from one that's dull?
I mean, it sounds a little out there, but I think it's like a truth, but it's hard to define what it is exactly. But it's when something feels very truthful.
And it's when all the elements come together, mm-hmm. when somehow the photographer's involvement in the action has instinctually clicked.
Yeah.
Because they're emotionally engaged, their brain is engaged, their eye is engaged with the composition, and when all those things come together, I sound like Cartier-Bresson, you know, when you have that sort of decisive moment, when all of those things come together, and you've clicked because just something emotional in you has connected with what the actor's expression, and your eyes have managed to make that all come together compositionally as well, then the photo works.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often, for me anyway. But
tell me about the practical side of your job. What are you employed to do and how does that actually work?
Well, usually when you're hired to do a production, you are expected to do rehearsal pictures and production pictures. So rehearsal is when they're just developing the play. And so normally we'll spend one day in the rehearsal studio shooting, and then we'll come back and do a dress rehearsal when they're on stage and in full, you know, when it's fully ready with lighting and costumes and sets and everything.
And what, with those images of the dress rehearsal, the show itself, why is that so important in terms of the industry of theatre, the ecology of theatre?
Why are the photos so important? I've got no idea. I don't think they are very important. I don't think I certainly wouldn't go and see a show because of the photos. I think they're incredibly important archivally. I think because once the show's over, that's usually all there is. And I suppose, you know, on an advertising level, you know, to fill up, you know, brochures and websites, they're important. But I don't know. Do you think they actually help sell a show?
I often get told by producers that if ticket sales are slow, that we're waiting for the pictures to help sell the tickets.
Maybe they do.
Yeah. I mean, I think if a show is spectacular and visually, it can help, I would imagine, but not all plays are, not all pieces are, and but that they may be just as brilliant for that. Sometimes the simplest things are brilliant to watch, but
they don't translate
into a picture very well. So, and sometimes shows aren't that good and they translate great to pictures.
yeah,
it's really interesting. Do you feel like you, as individuals, are able to have a style, or does that flatten out, depending on what the artist's style is?
Whenever I decided that I wanted to be a theatre photographer, I remember always looking at production shots, always looking at who the people were that did it, and it was the same names that came up time and time again. It's Johannes Manuel, a couple of others and stuff, but I think, because we have photographer's eyes, I definitely think, you definitely do, and you do for sure, 100%.
Yeah, I don't consciously have a style at all. Yeah. I don't know if I do or not. You definitely do.
I mean, I used to, also when I was, I got into photography when I was 16, 17, 18, and then for a few years after that. And I remember like thinking, what is my style? And I felt like that was really important to, and then, it's only later on, I think, when you look back at your work that you realize, because now when I look back at the stuff I was doing then, I realize there is a kind of, it is a style and it is connected, even though at the time I didn't know that there was anything driving it. So I think everyone will have a style because it is filtered through all your being, you know, all your experiences and having been actors, dancers, whatever, will affect how you see something.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also, the worst thing that I have ever done as a photographer is try to emulate a style or to try to sort of self-consciously impose a style on my work. I remember when I was, I, I, I was hugely influenced by Van Kinsel. I really wanted to take photographs like him. Mm. And I try, and my results were terrible, trying to be like someone else. So I think it's really important, actually, not to self-consciously say, I'm going to put a style on this. And sometimes directors say, can you do it like this? Can I really want it sort of like this, yeah, sort of street style? Or and you know, it's a disaster if you ever try, yeah, to go with that. Yeah. You really have to just be with your instinct.
So tell me about his style then. What, as someone who's looked up to it and admired his work, what defines it? What stands out about his work?
Well, I mean, apart from the very singular sort of way he printed and developed, this is sort of intense sort of whites and shadows, and this is sort of a mystery about his prints. I mean, the thing that really stands out for me is the fact that you feel like you're in it. The fourth wall of the theatre has disappeared, and you're somehow inside with the scene, with what's happening. And you know, anecdotally, I've never seen him work, but anecdotally, you know, he very much, you know, would go on stage, and you know, if there was a scene, you know, in the cherry orchard or the picnic or something, or a dining table, he would take a place at the dining table.
Wow.
and he'd be, yeah, there. And in the early days, you know, when I very much looked up to him, you know, I tried to do the same thing often, and I would ask permission, and people often said no, didn't want that, and people often didn't like him doing it either. But then they really liked the results. And if they were used to him, I think people like Nick Heitner and David Laveau and people sort of just accept it, you know, that they're going to just let him do it because he's, you know, the photo's going to be quite unique. Yeah.
So are there a set of conventions around theatre photography?
Conventions as in rules or...
Rules, things that we come to expect that you're expected to deliver. Are there no-nos along the way?
Well, I think something like, I mean, I know that's the way Ivan worked, but I think a lot of, I mean, we come in at the worst possible moment for production shots. Everyone's so fragile at that moment, and we come to record it, you know, and so I think in my experience, you have to play that very carefully. Because, you know, if you put off actors, the director or anyone, you know, it's not going to be very nice. So, I think you have to play it quite carefully.
But according to David Laveau, I think it is, Ivan came in and said, come on, grow up, you know, it's just a rehearsal,
yeah,
these aren't babies, yeah, these are good grown up, you know, they can take it,
yeah.
And I think that, you know, that would sort of take people aback, and some would say, yeah, you're right,
it's like, yeah, yeah, no, it's,
yeah,
true,
yeah. So
but well, I agree with you that I could never,
yeah,
myself
do
that in that situation.
I think,
yeah,
maybe you have to be a Czech dissident. You know,
yeah.
Have an aura about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then people go, you know, he's cool. You know, he was,
yeah,
yeah. He was in the Prague Spring. You know, yeah, was, yeah.
What are the challenges of shooting theatre as opposed to another subject? Does it have any specific difficulties that crop up time and again?
Lighting. Sometimes you go into, I shot my first show at the, I don't know if I should say this, but yeah, I'll say it, the Sam Wanamaker at the Globe, and it's candlelight, and there's tons of movement, and you're like, how the am I going to capture this in a way that, A, the marketing and the marketing team are happy with, the directors are happy with, the actors are happy with, because there's no bloody light, you know? That's one massive challenge that I've come up against.
Is that just with candlelight, or does it go for any kind of artificial lighting in theatre?
I think I've upgraded my entire kit this last year, now Johan has as well, to more top of the range cameras to be able to shoot in really, really, really low light. and to shoot at high speed, that really, really helps. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, what do you think?
I think it's definitely gotten easier in the time I've... It's gotten easier to capture things in the time that... I mean, the job still... The same challenges still remain. But technically, I would say it's gotten easier to capture things in darker situations and with movement, with the new technology that's available. But that's something that's also irritating, because you also always have to stay on top of it and, you know, get... It's expensive, it's, you know, getting the latest equipment and that sort of thing.
How much has digital shifted the job of the theatre photographer?
I think that, sadly, black and white no longer exists. And I think that is largely because of digital. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. Because even the Donmar was doing black and white up until the first digital came along, I think.
And one of the things that, you know, the black and white give you is a departure from reality, and you can tonally interpret things in a way that's much more taste. Well, with colour photography, you tend to have to be more realistic, which I think is a shame.
Especially with theatre, presumably.
Yeah.
Which is that departure.
Yes. That's something so sort of beautiful about a lot of Ivan's prints. They're sort of otherworldly.
Yeah.
There's a convenience about digital. I'm no longer schlepping, you know, to Joe's basement or Metro at, you know, midnight, you know, having just come off a train from Manchester and, you know, paying through the nose for colour contact sheets, you know, at 8 o'clock the next morning, which you then go through with a magnifying glass and, you know, marking up. Did you used to do that?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice not to do that. But having said that, I don't know about you, but the speed with which people are demanding things now...
It's often the next morning, so you're shooting something, sometimes, you know, till 10:30, 11 at night, and they'll say, so can we see them tomorrow morning?
And then you say no.
I often say no, yes.
Yeah, I say no.
Yeah. Unless I know it's an absolute... Sometimes they're building a program book or something. If it's a musical, they're doing that at the same time as you're shooting, because it has to be ready. So then you just have to do it. But
So if colour is built in a more kind of matter-of-fact approach to theatre photography, digital also gives licence to edit and change. Is that something that there is a pressure to do to kind of get perfect images, or is that... something that actually doesn't play much
part? I think for me, and because I never shot film before theatre, because I've not been doing it as long as Johan and Manuel, but I love editing. I love it way more than shooting the show, because I just go into a different world. And you can, I think with digital editing, you can more put your stamp on a picture. That's your look, almost, you know what I mean? So what a production shot, for me anyway, what I would take my camera, and then the final edited image is two very different images, because I really enjoy the editing process. Sometimes when you're shooting with shows that have lots of LED lights, that requires a lot of editing to try and fix the way the camera will capture light. Sometimes it's not true to what it actually looks like on stage, so like you'll have to try and get that back to where it actually was. Do you know what I mean? But the editing for me anyway is my favourite part. I love it.
I hate it.
Do you?
Absolutely.
You should swap. I'll do all your editing. You can do all the shit.
I'm with Helen. Like I enjoy doing that editing for a little while. But the problem is the volume of work. I mean, the volume of pictures that we now come back with, because we're not limited to 36 pictures on a roll of film.
Well, that's, of course, the other thing. That's the other very different thing, digital to film, is the issue. But go on.
And then so you come back with thousands of pictures, and then you have to go through them to get rid of all the stuff you don't want, and then get rid of more, and then get it down to a manageable amount that you feel are strong images. And that process is quite time really consuming. Long. And
you feel like you've done a job in itself.
Yeah.
Before you've actually sat down to edit.
Yeah.
So Manuel, why do you hate it?
Because I'm always disappointed. I just get brought back to those moments that I missed, those moments when I wasn't quite concentrating, that moment when I wasn't in the right place, and they all come back to me, those moments, and I always hate what I've done, and it's always takes. I've always found it takes years, and I look at that show again. I think actually it wasn't so bad, but. Another thing I was going to say about that's very unique about theatre photography compared to any other form of photography is that with all other forms of photography, the moment's gone. At that, you know, if you've missed a shot, no one ever knows because it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
With theatre photography, it's on night after night, and all the people you work for, they can look at it. Or you go to the show yourself, and you go, "How did I not take that picture?"
Yeah.
Or you sit in the circle or something watching the show, and you think, "Oh, it was really nice from up here. Like, yeah. I wish I could." And so you want to be up and down, and you want to be everywhere at the same time.
Yeah, and I think probably the directors, you know, look at shows that I've got. He didn't get that moment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was a good.
Yeah, that's yeah. When you only get really that one chance to shoot it, or you're paid for one time to shoot it.
Yeah.
And you, in your heart, sometimes want to go back, but you're like, I'm not paid to go back.
But there isn't a back. There's an audience. Yeah, so you can't go.
Then you can't go back to shoot it again.
You've talked about archival purposes, and you've talked about style. Do you feel like artists or journalists?
I think it's a little bit of a mix of both, actually. Definitely. Because there is an element of recording. But, well, I think journalists do the same thing in a way. But... I would like to think there's an artistic element to it, whatever that is.
Yeah, I agree.
Because also you shoot during, Johan does amazing pictures during the shows where he does slow shutter speed and you do the movement pieces.
Yeah,
and they're incredible. They'll never get used, but they're more of a...
They do get used sometimes.
Yes,
occasionally. I saw there's a lot of people, places and things.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Was that a slow shutter speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, just handheld?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's the difference then between that catching a matter of fact, here is a snapshot of, that kind of gives you the information about a show, and something that captures the feeling.
Yeah.
You use your camera in a more...
And that's when it's artistic. Point. I think most of the time, I think we are all emotionally engaged with what's going on. And we're trying to emotionally interact and use our eyes to make compositions that work according to our taste, and that's artistic work.
Yeah, definitely.
So say if we were all to go in and shoot the same show, we'd all come up with very, very different images.
Having said that, you always have to fight, or at least internally, there are other pressures which can mould the way you take pictures, because marketing people want specific things, that often close-ups, which I don't like doing. But they're often, you know, very highly in demand, you know, sort of because they accompany reviews in a way that people, you know, that people think is eye-catching, and work for posters, and I don't know, what do you think?
Do you
feel that pressure?
Yeah, definitely. And it's like when you give a theatre a long list of edits, and you see the pictures that they will shortlist more times than none. They are really, really close-ups from like head or mid-waist.
So that process of selling a show, often attached to the actors involved and the people that are making it, can be at odds with the sense of the show, which is perhaps more wide-angle.
Yeah, I think so.
What about in an age where we can put a camera, video camera, in front of most shows, and that can stand as a recording of the show? What place does photography have? What does it bring?
Well, have you ever seen one of those static recordings of a show? I mean, they're just deadly. The anti-live things are very different. They can be great. But a static recording of a show to me is never interesting.
Yeah, I think that's much further away from the authentic theatre piece. that's on stage than a still, a good still.
Why?
It's interesting because, yeah, it is just a recording of it, but it's removed. And so I don't think any of the emotion of the piece, any of that stuff is translating onto the video.
So almost with a still, we're invited as the viewer to imagine around it. We're doing something similar to the act of watching theatre.
Yes, that's what I think is the best pictures, is when you, just like when you're watching a great piece of theatre, you get lost in it. Mm. And that's where I find a good picture of theatre, is when you don't almost think it's a piece of theatre. It's just, I don't know, you connect with it somehow.
Yeah. And you're almost not aware of taking it.
Yeah.
You're just in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any favourite actors or artists that you like to photograph? Whose work pings off the printed page?
More than actors, for me, it's working with set designers, lighting designers and directors that I've worked with before. That's the relationships that I've built up with certain people, and I get really excited about shooting a certain lighting designer's work because I know I'm in for like a real treat. Do you know what I mean? There's one young light designer called Jess Bernberg, who I've done a few stuff of things of hers, and I'm doing The Crucible tomorrow at the Yard, and she just blows me away every time with her lighting. I'm just like, yes, and I know if like she's designing it or doing the lighting design, I just get really excited, and I do get that with set designers as well, and that's really nice to kind of build up a rapport with them. Yeah.
Theatre Voice is an audio archive about British theatre. You can subscribe to the weekly podcast on iTunes or visit our website, theatrevoice.com, to find hundreds of interviews with the world's leading theatre makers. This episode was hosted by Matt Truman and produced by Matt Truman and Helen Gush for the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Thanks for listening.